the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Amen.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning. Just one or two things to say. The first is about when it comes to the distribution of communion a little later on, just to emphasize that the stewards will start with the side aisles. They will go first and then eventually make their way to the middle. We're still learning our way with this stuff and look forward to the day when we don't have to worry about it at all. But they'll start at the sides and then work our way to the middle. Tonight at 6 o'clock, Choral Evensong makes a return to our calendar. You're very welcome. You need to book in as usual, but it will be streamed as well. 6 o'clock for Choral Evensong tonight. And then just lastly, about a couple of members of our church family for funerals on Friday. It's Beatrice Greenwood's at 1 o'clock here in church. That will be streamed so people can access it via our YouTube channel. And we'll receive her coffin the night before at 4 o'clock, so there's an hour then until 5 if people want to come and pay their respects. And Ken Iles' funeral is on the 18th of May, Tuesday the 18th of May at 1 o'clock. Not sure about whether we'll receive him the night before yet, but if you want to know, that's the time that funeral's taking place. Lastly, I published some banns of marriage between Dale Bryan Dove and Kelly Marie Walker, between Stephen John Fagan, Rachel Jane Davis, and between David Melnicek and Rebecca Margaret Ryle, all of this parish. These are for the third time of asking. If any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you must declare it now.
Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil and confess our sins in penitence and faith. Most merciful God,
Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Risen Christ, your wounds declare your love for the world and the wonder of your risen life. Give us compassion and courage to risk ourselves for those we serve, to the glory of God the Father. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road. So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" He invited Philip to get in and sit beside him. Now the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silenced before a shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "About whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this? About himself or about someone else?" Then Philip began to speak, and starting with the scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he was passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes, to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Abide in me as I abide in you, and become my disciples. Abide and become. Two words from the Gospel I invite you to ponder with me this week. Abide and become. And I want to begin by making a couple of assumptions connected to this Gospel reading. Firstly, I assume that you are here or watching at home because you are interested in Jesus. There might be other reasons too, you like hymns or ceremony or this building and community, yet I assume and hope that there is something about Jesus too. And though we might not use the same language, perhaps this is something about wanting to abide, to live in, with, and through Jesus. And the second assumption relates to the first, because surely if we want to abide in him, then part of what that means is wanting to know more about him so that we can become his disciples. Abide and become. The Bible makes a radical claim that the God who is at the heart of everything, a God impossible for us to ever fully comprehend, is uniquely present in each one of us. We read in the book of Genesis that we are made in the image of God. And Jesus in the Gospel before us explores that image further when he says, "Abide in me as I abide in you." This, of course, is a lot to take in, and I'm not sure we ever do, at least in this life. The Apostle St. Paul has it right when he says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly. And yet, though our view is partial, we see enough. And we are drawn, like metal to a magnet, towards the light and life of God." And Christ is the key. And in discovering who we are in him, we spend our lives becoming who God uniquely wants us to be, becoming his disciples. But this becoming isn't straightforward or easy, because it means we have to be prepared to change time and again. And this change happens over that lifetime, as amidst the seasons of life, we learn to let go of control, as we learn to follow Jesus not on our terms but on his, as we learn to be open and humble, recognizing that we don't have all the answers, as we learn that who we are and what we have are not ours to possess, but gifts to be shared. This journey of becoming is difficult too, because we can so easily be drawn away from abiding in Jesus, often not by anything malicious or deliberate, but by carelessness and lack of attention. That's why participating in this Holy Eucharist, where we meet and feed on Christ even remotely, is so important, for here we are made and remade time and again. Just as we are through our times of daily prayer, Bible reading, and so on, for I think we all need to find a rhythm for our living, something we shall explore later in the year in a Rhythm of Life course in Advent. And of course we need one another too, fellow pilgrims on the journey, friends to support and encourage, challenge and console. So we need help if we are to abide and become, just as a bewildered Ethiopian court official did when he was trying to make sense of the prophet Isaiah in that first reading. Philip then came and proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. And experience tells me that the more we travel on this journey of becoming, the more we learn to live into a kind of openness of heart and generosity of spirit that is, I believe, God's gift to us. And here I want to turn to another image from the Gospel, that of Jesus as the true vine. Just down the road from here is Leventhorpe Vineyard. I remember meeting the owner and being told how he came to choose that site. Sadly, I thought it for a long time was in our parish, but alas, it's not. For it's a little bit of south-facing land, not too exposed and well-drained, apparently ideal for growing vines. But the quality of the soil, the aspect, these are essential. Though these are essential, they are only part of the picture. But then there is that careful and patient task of planting and tending those vines, an art, it seemed to me, that requires patience and understanding. So perhaps it's helpful to think of ourselves as being like the perfect land where the vines can grow, but just like the vines there, we need tending so that we might abide in the vine that is Jesus Christ and bear much fruit in our lives, becoming along the way who that person God uniquely wants each one of us to be. Abide and become. We can, of course, choose for good or bad to abide in a different set of values, and then, of course, our becoming will be different. But Jesus' invitation is distinctive, and it is an invitation to a life shaped by his life. And here we remember those shaped by his life at the very beginning of the church. We've heard of their story through these Sundays of Easter, described through the words of the Acts of the Apostles. One thing that's apparent is that whatever the challenges they faced, we never sense that their life had become a joyless duty, more a joyful calling. Jesus called them, abided in and with them, and they became his disciples. And that same joy is ours, amidst the struggles and challenges of life that we sometimes face, a joy that's not a superficial happiness or a banal smile, but a deep and lasting joy, a joy rooted in our belief and conviction that God abides with us in Christ. So that no matter how hard life can sometimes be, whatever the challenges we face, whatever the sorrows we carry, not least in these weeks as we say farewell to Brian, to Beatrice, and to Ken, beloved members of our church family, we can, as we look to the risen Christ, see a love at work that will not let the cross have the last word. Abide and become. Two words to carry with us this week as we follow Jesus. And hear again his words of invitation to us, to each one of us, to abide in him as he abides in us, so that we might become his disciples and bear much fruit. Amen.
let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God,
the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified and crucified. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge your baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
In you our ancestors trusted. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. Let us pray. Spirit of wisdom, we pray for all who seek to understand the Scriptures, and especially those who open the Scriptures to others and support people on their journey to baptism. We pray this week for the Episcopal Church in Jerusalem and the Middle East, for all who worship there regularly, for all pilgrims who worship with them. In our diocese, we pray and give thanks for our retired clergy and those with permission to officiate, for the invaluable support they give to parishes across the Diocese of Leeds. Here in Whitkirk, we pray for all who are returning to church in person and all who are watching at home. May our worship ever be acceptable to you, O Lord. May future generations in this community be told about you. And may this church continue to proclaim your deliverance to a people yet unborn. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of all nations, we pray for your world and all who live within it. We rejoice that the good news of Jesus Christ is not just for the people of Israel, but for all people everywhere. Jews, Greeks, Ethiopians, circumcised, uncircumcised, and eunuchs. We pray for all who work in governments around the world, particularly those in charge of finance, treasuries, and trade, that they might work with honesty and integrity for the benefit of all people in their lands. We pray for the work of fair trade, seeking to guarantee a fair price for the producers of the goods we enjoy. We hold before you all who do not receive a fair wage, across the world and here in the UK. Those who work full-time and overtime, and yet still have to rely on food banks to feed their families. May the rich repent of their greed and give justice to the poor, and may the poor eat and be satisfied. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
True vine who abides in us, we pray for our community, for all who live around us. This week, we pray for the residents of School Lane, and we pray for all the people of West Yorkshire as we elect our first ever mayor on Thursday. May whoever is elected strive to represent every community in this region. This bank holiday, we pray for everyone who will be at work tomorrow, especially those travelling on roads which will be busier than normal. In our church community, we pray for all who are involved in the production and distribution of our magazine. May their hard work be appreciated by all who receive it, and may it give blessing to all who read it. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, you do not despise or abhor the affliction of the afflicted. You do not hide your face from us, but hear when we cry to you. We pray for all who are afflicted in any way. Guide the healing works of all medics. Walk beside and give strength to carers, and provide comfort and healing to the sick. From our parish, we pray for George Brown, Ginny Campoli, Tom Heathy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Bowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hall, Margaret Burton, Margaret Paulson, Pat Hyde, Beryl Laverick. O Lord, do not be far away. O our help, come quickly to our aid. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
To him indeed shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust. We remember those who have died, who now worship God eternally. This week we remember the English saints and martyrs of the Reformation era. Merciful God, who when your church on earth was torn apart by the ravages of sin, raised up men and women in this land who witnessed to their faith with courage and constancy. Give to your church that peace which is your will, and grant that those who have been divided on earth may be reconciled in heaven, and share together the vision of your glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We remember and hold before you too those from our parish who have recently died. Beatrice Greenwood and Ken Isles. And for those whose anniversaries fall around this time. John Rhodes, Edward Fryer, and Paul Ward. Comfort all who mourn. Reassure all who are dying. And guide us all as we seek to abide in you, just as you abide in us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then were they glad when they saw the Lord. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. In your loving care, you spread before us the table of life and give us the cup of salvation to drink. Keep us always in the fold of our Saviour and our Shepherd, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, almighty and eternal Father, and in these days of Easter to celebrate with joyful hearts the memory of your wonderful works. For by the mystery of his passion, Jesus Christ, your risen Son, has conquered the powers of death and hell, and restored in men and women the image of your glory. He has placed them once more in paradise and opened to them the gate of life eternal. And so, in the joy of this Passover, earth and heaven resound with gladness, while angels and archangels and the powers of all creation sing forever the hymn of your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Alleluia, Christ, our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, whose Son Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. God of truth, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of life. Strengthen our faith that we may grow in love for you and for each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, make you perfect in every good work to do his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
With the power that raised Jesus from the dead at work within you, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia. Hallelujah.
In the name of Christ, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.